Good morning. We are, thank you. We are on Nun Amud Beis. It's good to be back, although, yeah. Yeah. All right. Nun Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. It's not awesome. We are in Chavitin territory. Everything today is about the Chavite Kohen Gadol, this mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings daily, half in the morning and half in the evening. I brought you the psukim on the sheet, the core psukim that describe this mincha from Vayikra Perek Vav, because everything we do today is going to revolve around how we read these psukim. The psukim themselves are perplexing in the sense that if you take a look at it, starting with Pasuk Gimel, it talks about a carbon of Aaron Ubanav and of his kids, and it says this is what they bring to Hashem Biyom Himashacho, so on the day of his anointing. Sounds like the day of the Kohen Gadol's anointing. And it tells you that you bring a tenth of an eighth of Soles. We know as well that you bring Lavona, although we're not going to prove that today. Half in the morning, half in the evening, in a pan with oil. Continuing in Pasuk Yudalit, it tells us that you're gonna bake it and then break it into pieces, minchas pitim. And then the next Kohen Gadol will also do it. And then, by the way, any mincha of a Kohen Kaloti Elo Seachel should be burned entirely. So we also know from here the minchas chinuch, the dedication that an individual Kohen brings on the day he starts to work. And we also know that the Kohen Gadol does this every day of his avodah, not just the first day, although there's nothing in here to say that explicitly. So we have to deduce everything out of these few psukim, and that's what's going to occupy us today, is how do we know the different laws of the Chavitin. You already started Chavitin, but I didn't start Chavitin. I'm starting Chavitin today. So it's not awesome. Chavite Kohen Gadol lishasan varichasan va'afiyasan bifnim. The Mishnah says that the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol are kneaded and arranged and baked inside, meaning in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi gives you some old French on arichasan. There's some dispute about that addition that Rashi of Rashi. But basically the Metargim says, not on our Gemara, but a little bit later on, that what he means is forming the dough. That's what we mean when we say aricha. So all of that happens in the Beis HaMikdash. V'dochas HaShabbos. And it overrides Shabbos. You do it even on Shabbos for the Kohen Gadol's Chavitin of that day. You don't prepare it on Friday. So the Gemara asks, how do we know this? Specifically, how do we know that it overrides Shabbos? And we give two different answers. First answer, actually we're going to end up giving four answers, four answers. Amar Rav Huna Tufine. Rav Huna says, because we use this odd word in the Pasuk, I underlined it in the Pasuk, Tufine, the Teofena Na'e. He says it doesn't just mean baked, it means it should be baked well. Teofena na. It's got to be na. Now na, we've used na in other ways. Tufine. Yeah, tufine na. It should look good. I jumped back up to tufine teofena na, which is a separate point. So teofena na should be baked nicely. The afila may esmol, and if you bake it in the day before in shafala, it's going to get ruined. And Rashi says specifically it will be wind damaged. If you see Rashi in shafala, nefucha baruch baruch, bloated by the wind, kamo nashafta baruch acha. So he says it's not going to be nice. So maskifla Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef challenges and says, Ema the kavish lebiyarka. He says, well, you know, we have other ways to keep things fresh. We may not have your fancy refrigeration here, but the kavish lebiyarka, Rashi says, ton biyarkos kadesh lo yishla baruch. You put it inside greens, and that way it'll be sealed off from the wind, and it won't lose its freshness. So you can bake it on Friday, it'll still be nice and fresh on Shabbos. So I don't buy that. Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Tana, they taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Te'aseh is what teaches it to me. Te'aseh in the Pasuk. In Pasuk Yudalit as well. He says, Te'aseh v'afilu v'Shabbos. Te'aseh v'afilu v'tumah. You do it any which way. Teyah said, it shall be done. And it shall be done means it shall be done, whether it's Shabbos, whether you're Tameh, it doesn't make a difference. The bread must be baked, and it's going to be baked that day, even Shabbos, even Betumah. Tosus is bothered by the fact that we extrapolate both Shabbos and Tumah from the same pasuk, whereas elsewhere we don't do that. For example, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, and we say B'moado, and we extrapolate from B'moado, you do your Karban, even if it's Shabbos, and even Betumah, there they bring two different psukim. So Tosfos here offers us a response and says that here the point that we're trying to make to exclude Shabbos and Tumah is that both of them are equal obstructors. Both of them are things which would have kept me from doing this, and Tosfos teaches me overcome any obstacle. So any obstacle means Shabbos, means Tumah, but they can both be learned out of one pasuk. Whereas for Pesach it can't. There's an interesting difference between the way they understand Pesach here and Tosfos here, and the way they understand Pesach and Tosfos in Beis Amud Beis. But that's already beyond the scope. Okay, we have two answers then for how we know this is done on Shabbos. Abaye brings us a third approach. Abaye Omar cross Soles Mincha Tamid. Abaye says, the Pasuk says, Soles Mincha, a flour offering that will be Tamid, always. So he says the use of the word Tamid is to teach me, Harehi Kiminchas Tamid, and on the top of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, it is the same status of the Mincha that comes with the Karban Tamid, which is to say, you prepare it no matter what, even if it's Shabbos. Tosfos on the top of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph tells you the pasuk is written regarding Shabbos, Al Olas HaTamid. So that's my magic, that it tells me that it's even going to be on Shabbos, and that'll apply here as well. That's my third approach. And finally, Rava. And Rava is the one who makes this daf a lot of fun. Rava tells me, completely different approach, no gzeres hakasa for me, but rather Rav Amar al machavas. The pasuk says it's al machavas melamed shet una kli, which teaches me it has to be done in a kli shares. The iafi lame esmol, and if you're going to bake it on the previous day in a kli shares, at that point it gains its kedusha, and if sole balina, it will then be disqualified if it's left out overnight. That's my problem, is that it has to be baked in a kli, and then after that it will be subject to Lina, therefore you have to bake it that day, which happens to be Shabbos. That's Rava's approach. So four different reasons for why you bake it, even if it's Shabbos. The first three are Gzeres HaKasuv, Tufinei, Tefet Anah, Te'aseh, or Solas Vincha Tamid. And the fourth one is simply logic. Otherwise you're going to be subject to Lina. So the fourth one is the one that the Gemara is going to dwell on. And specifically by bringing a brisa, and boy, this took me a long time to get this brisa down. Let's see what we do with this. Tanya Kavase de Rava, we have a brisa supporting Rava. This brisa is going to take us down through the middle of the page. It begins innocently enough. Tanya Kavase de Rava, al machavas. The Torah says, you do the mincha in a machavas, you prepare it with a machavas, melamed shetuna kli. That's how you know you require a kli. Had we stopped there, we would have had our support for Rava. The rest of the Bryce has nothing to do with Rava. Ba shemen, the Torah says, in oil, lahosif las shemen. To add oil, our assumption is, right now, this is part A of the Braisa, that this teaches me there is extra oil, more oil than I would have naturally understood. Okay, there's a default amount of oil that goes in a mincha, and then there's more than the default. Bashemen teaches me, lahosif lashemen, there has to be more oil. But the problem is, I don't know what that means. How much oil is more oil? Veini yodeya kama, I wouldn't know how much to do. So, hareini done. I am going to be done. I am going to try to deduce it. Ne'emar kana shemen, v'ne'emar la'holan b'minchas nesachim shemen. Here's my first approach. The Torah says shemen here, and the Torah says regarding minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes along with an animal carbon, shemen. So ma'la'holan shloshes lugin le'isaron, afkan shloshes lugin le'isaron. Regarding a minchas nesachim, some of the minchas nesachim, it's three log per Isaron of flour. So therefore, here too, I'll tell you, it's 3 log per Isaron of flour. Now remember, not all of the Minchas Nesachim are going to be 3 log per measure of flour. Some of them are going to be 1 log per measure of flour. But that's the Gemara is going to come back to further on in the Braisa. Correct, it depends on the type of animal. So we want to extrapolate from Minchas Nesachim 3 log of oil per Isaron of flour. However, O Kalach LeDarach Zu, you could take it the other way. Nemar Kan Shemen, the Torah says Shemen here, V'nemar B'minchas Nedava Shemen. And if you bring a voluntary mincha, flour with oil, you're also going to bring the, you're also going to bring Shemen. It says Shemen, so Mala Halun Log Echad. There, it's 1 log of oil per Isaron. Avkan Log Echad, so here too, it should be 1 log of oil per Isaron. That should be my measure. Rashi does the translation for you. If people are actually looking at the Pesukim for Minchas Nedava and Minchas Nesachim, they're not going to see the word log used in the Pesuk. Instead, you see in the Pesuk the term Revi'i Sahin. So Rashi tells you on Gimel Logan the Yisaron, yeah, Rova Hain is Gimel Logan. You have to know that. Otherwise you're out of luck. So he says, my attempt to deduce based on the word Bashemen to say, well, it's like this one or it's like that one isn't going to work. So therefore, Nira Lami Doma, let's see which one makes more sense as a comparison. Dunin Tavshat, the various Mefarshim here take out the bays in Tavshat and say it doesn't belong. It should really be Tashat. The Dunin Tashat Mi Tashat. We say there are 3 points of comparison between the Minchas, between the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol and the Minchas Nesachim. One, the Taf Tadir, that it is more frequent, meaning that you bring this on a daily basis. You bring the Menchas Nesachim with the Karban Tamid every day. You bring the Chavitin every day. Number 2, Docha Shabbos. Both of them override Shabbos. And number 3, the Tes, Docha Tumah. They both override Tumah. The Bachova in parentheses we take out. Yeah, Bachova doesn't fit. They done in Tashat, Mishenu Tashat. So we don't do it for the Minchas Nesach, for the Minchas Nedava. The Minchas Nedava is not necessarily daily, is not brought on Shabbos, and is not brought for Tumah. These 3 are the points of comparison that we would like to use. I always laugh at the Seder when people have all these beautiful Divrei Torah about the Tzach, Hadash, Be'achav, and why is Rav Yehuda coming along and giving me acronyms? Are you kidding? The Gemara is full of acronyms. We do acronyms all the time, which shouldn't take away from the beauty of these Divrei Torah, but just we're used to acronyms. Oh, Kalach L'Derech Zu, or perhaps you should go this way. Dunin Yagil Mi Yagil, and again, the Mefarshim take out the second Yud. And they go with the first Yud, but not the second one. So Yud, Gimel, and Lamed, what did those stand for? These are associations with the Minchas Nedava. Number 1, Yachid. They're brought by an individual. The Chavitin are the offering of the Kohen Gadol. He's an individual, as is the Minchas Nedava. Biglal Atzma, the Gimel is Galal. The Biglal Atzma, it comes on its own. The Minchas Chavitin aren't associated with an animal. The Minchas Nedav is not associated with an animal. And we jump the word Yayin, Livona, and finally both are brought with Livona, with frankincense, both the Chavitin and the Minchas Nedava. The Ein Adonin Yagil Mishenu Yagil. So those are only associations with the Menchas Nedava, not with the Menchas Nesachim. So I fail in part B to make an association with one or the other that's going to win. And therefore, in part C of this 3-part Braisa, we offer 2 different approaches. One is Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and the other is Rabbi Shimon. I wrote in Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka on the sheets in Hebrew, because you wouldn't believe how long his name takes if you write it in English. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, here's my first resolution. He says, the pasuk says, Soles mincha tamid. Hare hilacha kiminchas tamidin. It's a daily mincha. We treat it like the mincha that's associated with the carbon tamid, meaning ma minchas tamidin gimalogin li saron. It's 3 log of oil per saron of flour. Avzu gimalogin li saron. So to hear 3 log of oil per saron of flour. That's Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon gives me a different approach, same conclusion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Riba Kan Shemen, V'Riba B'Minchas Kivasim Shemen. He says, the Torah here says, Bashemen, that's meant to teach me extra oil. And regarding a mincha that's brought with a keves, in a mincha's nedava, we also say shemen. So, malal and shloshes lugin le'isaron, I've got shloshes lugin le'isaron. It's three log per isaron of flour. So we end up with the same result. However, he says, O kalach l'derech zu. Not necessarily. Maybe I can't do that. Maybe I should go this route. Riba kan shemen, v'riba v'minchas parim ve'elim shemen. You know, if you bring, instead of a lamb, if you bring a bull, if you bring a ram, so we say you add oil, but malahal and shnei lugin li'isaron, afkan shnei lugin li'isaron. It's two, not three log per measure of flour. So maybe I shouldn't be attempting to use this as my approach. So he says, yeah, but nira l'midoma. Let's make the proper comparison. Dan mincha ba isaron, mincha ba isaron. Vein dan mincha ba isaron, mincha ba bezo gimel isaronin. He says when you bring the ram, when you bring the ram, when you bring the bull, you bring two isaron of flour. And that's not comparable to our discussion, or you bring three isaron of flour. As opposed to here, where we're talking about one isaron that's used for the chavitin, so let's compare it to the keves, where you bring one isaron of flour. So that concludes this long brisa. So again, we have three parts to the brisa. First, we attempt to use bashemen to teach that we add extra oil. We then say, well, maybe I should compare this to Menchas Nesacha, maybe I should compare it to Menchas Nedava. We can't find a way to argue that one is a more likely comparison. So then we have two different resolutions, both ending up with three log of oil per Isaron of flour. One is Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who has it from Soles Mincha Tamid. And one is Rabbi Shimon saying, Bashemen is a riboy, and I use it for either effectively for the Menchas the Minchas Nesachim that comes with a lamb. Those are my three stages to the Brisa. So the Gemara is bothered by this Brisa. And the reason it's bothered is because the way we use it Bashemen in part A is different from the way we use Bashemen in part B. In part A, we say it's Lahosif. It's meant to add that you're going to have extra oil, not the minimum, but something more. And then in part B, we're going to suggest that you could compare to Menchas Nedava, which is the minimum amount of oil, one log per isaron of flour. So what happens there to change? And our answer is going to be three different possible answers. I'm going to blow the ending. The first possible answer is going to be that it's two different voices. The initial attempt with Bashemen is one voice. Then he changes his mind, because it's somebody different. And the second attempt is going to be to argue, no, they're both the views of Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. And the third approach is going to be that they're both Rabbi Shimon. So let's walk through this. Haguf Akasha, this seems to be self-contradictory. Amrit Bashemen Lahosif Lashemen. In part A, you said it's Bashemen to teach me there's extra oil. V'hadar Tani Nemar Kan Shemen V'nemar B'Minchas Nedava Shemen. And then you try to compare it to Minchas Nedava, where it's not extra oil, it's a baseline one isaron for flour, one log of oil. So Amar Abaye, Abaye gives me the first answer. Manatana Bashemen Lahosif. Who is the author of the first approach that says that Bashemen teaches me extra oil? Oh, Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon talking in the opening part. He doesn't make the hekesh. He doesn't make the link to the Menchas Nedava. And then Ubedina Manka Mahader. And then when you try to do this din and you say, let me be done from Menchas Nesach and Menchas Nedava, who is that? Rabbi Yishmael talking. And then they add in the margin, V'iyu Ka'amar O'Kalach, and then he says, oh, maybe you should go this way, maybe you should go that way, and so on. So my first answer is fairly straightforward. My first answer is that that there are two different voices speaking, trying to do two different things. Rav Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua brings me a second approach. Rav Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Kula Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. He says, no, the whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. V'alchi ki Amar, and this is what he said. Bashemen is Lahosif Lashemen. Bashemen teaches me that you should have extra oil. That's his initial attempt, is that Bashemen teaches me extra oil. The ilik bo Hashem and lo tzarech, because at that point he thought you don't need the word Hashem to teach that there's oil at all. Kevin dechsev ba'al machvas kemenchas machvas damia, because he says the Torah says do it in a machvas. We know how a machvas works; it has oil in it, so that's easy. Therefore, I don't need Hashem, so Hashem is to teach me extra. So that was his approach in part A. But then our brisa didn't include his changing his mind. Oh, eino elik bo al Hashemen. Maybe not. Maybe a machvas doesn't work, because I need Bashemen to teach me that there is oil at all. Because my assumption might have been, let's make this like the mincha brought by a chote, which is for kapara. But maybe I should equate the two and say it's brought dry. That's correct. Then why does the Torah say al machvas? Rashi fills in for you. Machvas was just to teach me shiviyana ba'oso kli, that you use a machvas as the kli, but it's not meant to teach me anything about doing it with oil. It's in fact a dry chatos. That's what I changed my mind to think, and therefore I need bashemen. That's what I would have thought. So Hadar Amar Tavi Nami Likbo Al Hashemen. So therefore, I'm going to say that it's to teach me that there is oil at all. Tavi Nami Likbo Al Hashemen and Tasi Midina. And let me try to make my extrapolation of this Dina of Menchas Nesachem versus Menchas Nedava. We try to make the extrapolation, but done Dina Volo Asiyolei. But it didn't work out because we defeated the comparison on each side. The Atzur Chakra, and so we came to part C where he brought me the of Solas Mincha Tamid, and he said it's like the oil coming with the carbon mincha each day. Can the Messiah Rabbi Shmuel Mil say as Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka then concluded his statement? You follow? So the whole thing is Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. At first he thought Bashemen could be used for extra, and Al Machvas teaches me that there's oil at all. Then he realized Al Machvas falls out, and therefore he needed Bashemen as a baseline. That's the idea. Rabba Omar Kula Rabbi Shimon. And finally, Rabba brings me a third approach, and he says, no, the whole thing is actually Rabbi Shimon. Reading the words in the brackets. The Ilulo Namar Ka Omar. And he's doing what we call an Ilulo Namar. Had it not said, then I would have gone this route. Vahachi Ka Omar. And the way to read it is this way. Bashemen, initially in part A, is Lahosif La Shemen, is to teach me that you have extra oil. That you don't just have a baseline, you have extra. Dilik ba'alo shemen lo tzarech. Because I don't need Bashem to teach me that there is oil. Kevin dechsev be'al machavas kemachvas damya. He's very happy with al machavas to teach me that there is oil at all. Ve'ad shalo yomar bashemen. And you know what? I don't even need bashemen at all. Because yeshli bedin. I have this din where I could link it to minchas nesachim. Right? And say, three log priests are on it, and therefore I don't need Bashemen even to teach me that there's extra. Vidun Dina, he tries to do the din, lo asyalei, it doesn't work out, because they say, well, maybe I could compare it to the Minchas Nedava instead of the Minchas Nesachim. Va'atzucha Bashemen, and therefore he needed Bashemen in order to add oil. He says, I need it for that purpose. Va'adar Amar Tehevi Kaminchas Parim Ve'elim. And then he says, well, wait a minute, maybe it's to teach me that maybe I'm supposed I'm supposed to do it like the mincha of the parm and the elim, and therefore it's two log per yisaron of flour. Hadar Omar done in mincha by yisaron v'cholo, and so he went through the whole rest of his extrapolation instead. So the you can resolve this one way, you could resolve it the other way. The difference is only that if you say it's all Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher of Yochanan ben Broka, first he wanted Bashem to teach me to use extra oil, then he saw he needed to use Bashemen to teach there is oil at all. Rabbi Shimon doesn't go that route. Rabbi Shimon says you need Bashemen for additional oil, then he tries to show that we don't need Bashemen for anything at all. I don't need it to teach me that there's even oil. I don't need it to teach me there's plain oil. That's al machvas. I don't need it for additional oil because I have my din that I try to do. And then his other din doesn't work, and so he needed to use Bashemen to teach me that there is additional oil. That's the approach of Rabbi Shimon. Bashemen is my expansion, and I compare it to the Minchas Nesachim. That's the idea that Rabbi Shimon that Rabbah has. That is all Rabbi Shimon talking.
Rabbah by his Rebbe.
Yes, that's correct. It is unusual to see this order of things, that Rabbah will suggest something after Abaye, so much so that we often see Rava introduced instead of Rabbah when you see that sort of an addition. That's a good point. Okay. That brings us to the Mishnah. That took me an unusually long time to figure out how to learn it and then how to teach it. But hopefully some of that got across. The Mishnah on the top of Nun Aleph and Beis introduces us to a gentler Amud. The Mishnah says, Lo minu kohen acher tachtav mishlami haisa kreva. Let's say they didn't actually introduce a new kohen yet, right? You had the old kohen gadol, retired, made aliyah, and now you don't have your kohen gadol. So now you have an interim, and they haven't yet picked a brand new kohen gadol. So what are we supposed to do in the interim with the chavitin? Mishami haisa kreva. Who is responsible to pay for this chavitin every day? The chavitin must go through. The skan, right. So maybe we should go to the skan. So interestingly, no one suggests the skan. The Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Shimon says, we aren't elevating the skan to become the next Kohen Gadol. And so what's going to happen is the community is going to have to pay for it. That's the way it works during the interim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishal Yershin. Rabbi, this is not. You go to the heirs of the first Kohen Gadol. His assumption is that the Kohen Gadol did not retire. So he says, you go to the heirs of the first Kohen Gadol, and they're going to have to pay for it. And by the way, Ushlema Haisa Kreva, going with Rashi here, take a look at the Rashaj on the Parish of Mishnayos on this, it's interesting, but the way Rashi says it here is Ushlema Isaron Shalem Baboker, V'Isaron Ben Arbaim, a full Isaron in the morning, a full Isaron in the afternoon, calls Manshi Kreva Mishal Tzibur for as long as this goes on. Meaning it's not just like the first day. Every single day, you're going to have to bring an Isaron in the morning, an Isaron in the afternoon, and it's coming from the communal property, Rashi tells you. He doesn't give you Rabbi Yehuda's approach that it's of the Yorshin. He's paskening that we're following Rabbi Shimon's approach. It's coming out of communal funds. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Okay. Tanu Rab... Yes?
Why is this so expensive that they have to...
Well, you do it every day, apparently. Yeah, apparently it is. We'll see, because we're going to talk about that in the Gemara. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we want to know, first, what is this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about? Where did this machlokas come from? And I brought you a table here on the sheet to show what they're going to do to different parts of Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes Vav. Because we're going to end up having to use each phrase within the Pasuk. So, Tanu Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol Shemes Flamino Acher Tachta Minayin Shtei Mincha So Kreva Mishal Yorshin. How do you know that the Mincha is brought from the property of the heirs? Talmud Lomar Pasuk says, Vakohen HaMashiach Tachtam Bibanav Yaseh Osa. So the Pasuk tells me, the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol from among his descendants, he's the one who will do it. So the assumption in this Brisa is, since we're appointing it Mibanav, so Mibanov is going to bring the new one. I might think you do half of the Isaron in the morning, half of the Isaron in the afternoon, just like a regular set of Chavitin. Tamad Lamar Osa it. Kula Falochatsya. That teaches me all of it and not half of it. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that the heirs bring it from Bakoena Mashiach Tachtav Mibanov. We're going to refine that in a little bit. And Yaseh Osa teaches me that they're going to do 100%. They 100% in the morning, 100% in the afternoon.
The 100% from the mission, that's only Rabbi Yehuda speaking?
No, it's everybody speaking. We just don't know yet how they each get it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chak Olam Mishal Olam. Rabbi Shimon takes the words Chak Olam in the Pasuk to teach me that it's actually from the community. The community brings the interim chavitin. That's a very odd thing, of course. That you should draw it from Chak Olam, because what does Chak Olam usually mean? Forever.
Yeah.
Right. He's taking Olam here, not to mean forever, but to mean instead. The Olam, right, the Olam. The Khalil Taktar, Rabbi Shimon says, referencing the same Pasuk, but a different part of it. Shadei Kula Baktara, what Rabbi Yehuda took from Osa, he's going to take from Khalil Taktar. End of Brisa. We've now provided sources for each of their positions, but now the Gemara is going to want to know what each one does with these other parts of the Psukim. V'haya Kaveh Mashiach Lahach Yehuda Asa. First of all, we challenge Rabbi Yehuda. You're taking a Kohen Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav to teach me that the heirs bring it. Hai Mibayile, you need those words. Lech Desanya, for the following Brisa. Ze Korbana Aron Uvanav Asher Yakrivu Lashem. And this is a basic brisa on how I know who brings which menachos. The question that I asked when we started today, 20-something minutes ago. He says, the pasuk says, Zeh korban Aharon uvanav. Zeh korban Aharon uvanav shekrivu l'Hashem b'yom himashachoso. Yachol hu Aharon uvanav makrivin korban echad. Right now, it sounds like Aharon and his kids are going to bring a single korban that's going to be brought on the day that they are selected, and that's it. Tamalomar sheyakrivu l'Hashem. No, because it doesn't say sheyakriv, that he will bring. It says that they will bring, indicating Aharon b'fnei atzma, uvanav b'fnei atzman. Each one brings a separate mincha. Aharon brings his, which becomes daily. But the kids bring theirs on the day that they are anointed, Rashi says. That's L'Shem Chinuch, it's simply their Minchas Chinuch. Banav, the Braisa continues, Elu Kohanim et Yotos, this means regular Kohanim. Rashi brings you two different approaches. He prefers his first one, that is when the Kohen is first dedicated for the Avodah. That's what we're talking about for the Banav Korban. Maybe not. Maybe it means only when his kids become Kohanim Gedolim, that's when they bring this. No, because then they will be covered under the prescription for the Kohen Gadol. You wouldn't need to say anything about mi banav. You just say the Kohen HaMashiach, whoever it is. Hamani Mekayim banav. What does it mention banav for? Elu Kohanim Adyotos. That refers to the regular Kohanim. End of Brisa. So our challenge from this Brisa is Vakohen HaMashiach Tachtav mi banav is needed in order to teach me about the different menachos that the Kohen Gadol brings daily and the regular Kohen brings on the day of his chinuch. It's not there to teach me about who's bringing the interim mincha when the Kohen Gadol is not serving. So he says, alright, imkein lichtov kwa, kohen ha-mashiach tachtav banav yaseh. Then it would have just said, kohen ha-mashiach tachtav banav yaseh, my mi banav, what do I get out of the mem in mi banav, which sounds like Rashi says, one of his kids who will be in his place to be the Kohen Gadol. So mi banav, shamet mina atarti, we can deduce both lessons from there. We can deduce both of the lesson of different menachas for the Kohen Gadol and for the regular Kohen on the day of his chinuch, and what's going to be done during the interim when there is no new Kohen Gadol. That's going to be Rabbi Yehuda's approach. Fine. We've now satisfied Rabbi Yehuda, and we understand it's from the Mem and Mi Banav. We're good with that. Now we go through the ping pong match. Well, what do you do with this part of the pasuk? What do you do with that part of the pasuk? Rabbi Shimon, hi Osam, I Avidle. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the word Yaseh Osa that Rabbi Yehuda used to teach me that it's 100% morning, 100% in the evening? Mi Bayalele Kohen Gadol Shemeis Uminu Acher Tachtav. He says that teaches me a different situation where the Kohen Gadol has passed away and a new Kohen Gadol has already been picked, but he was picked midday. So now what happens at Mincha? Shelo yavi chatzi yisar mi beiso velo chatzi yisar an shel rishon. He doesn't bring he doesn't bring a half yisar on his own. He doesn't bring the remaining half yisar from the original Kohen Gadol from the morning. Rather, he brings a full yisar. That's what we say. The Kohen Gadol has been picked midday. He brings the 100% at the afternoon. That's what I get from Yaseh Osa. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? We don't know. We're not going to answer for Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to be mentioned here. Oh, so maybe that's it. Yeah, that's you're right. That's the next line. V'tebuk le'min. Thank you. V'tebuk le'min u'machatzisa. Why doesn't he use the machatzisa approach? Right, that Rabbi Yehuda does u'machatzisa ba'arev. The vav lo darish, because I don't do vavs. I don't make the drash out of the extra vav. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Chak Olam my Avid Lei. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with Chak Olam that Rabbi Shimon used to teach me that it's from the community? He says, I learned it the Pshat Chukah Leolam Tehei, that this shall be a law forever, meaning it's Ladaros. That's what I deduce from there. Kalil Taktar Lamali. What does he do with Kalil Taktar, Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Shimon used it already to teach me the 100% rule. Mi boile lechadasanya for the following brisa. The Eli Ela El Yona Mach Minchas Kohen Gadol be Kalil Taktar v'Tachtonim Minchas Kohen Hayyav below say Achiel. Remember that we noticed that the last pasuk in this paragraph, Pasuk Tazayin, has a separate point. V'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel. That when a kohen brings a mincha, it's burned entirely on the mizbeach, and nobody eats it. So he says, had you not brought me this extra term kalil taktar, I would have assumed that's a brand new law. I would have said the minchas kohen is kalil taktar, burned entirely on the mizbeach, and then the minchas kohen hedyot is not to be eaten, but I wouldn't know it's also burned on the mizbeach. Minayin lidin es ha'omer shel zeba zeb es ha'omer shel zeba zeb. How do you get a mitzvah asay of burn one on burn them both on the mizbeach entirely and a mitzvah losa asay against eating? something from each one. Tamalomar, Kalil, Kalil, Legzera Shava. That's what Kalil Taktar is doing there. It says Kalil regarding the Chavitin in Pasuk Tezvav, and Kalil regarding the Mechav any Kalin in Pasuk Tezayin. Legzera Shava. Nemar kan Kalil, Venemar Lalan Kalil, Makan be Kalil Taktar, Aflalan be Kalil Taktar, both have a mitzvah saseh of burn it entirely on the Mizbeach. Umalalan lite lo saseh alachilasa, Afkan lite lo saseh alachilasa. And both of them are under a lo saseh. That's the idea. So we've now explained how each of them, how each Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, each use these psukim. Good. Last point now. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, how could you tell me that it's Delraisa that the community brings this, this interim mincha? In fact, we've learned that it's what that you yourself said, Rabbi Shimon, that it was a takana. There are six takanos brought in the Mishnayos in Shkalim. I gave you the reference here on what we do with communal funds. There are seven, I should say. This plus six more. The other six that we're not going to really get into much today are, number one, that we'll see the first three. So I'll only mention the other three. That it's mutter for the Kohanim to benefit from the salt that's used in the Beis Hamikdash for the Karbanos, that it's mutter for the Kohanim to use the wood as well, and that if a woman brings a kan, or anybody brings a kan, the bird Karbanos, into Beis Hamikdash, and you know, they're supposed to be brought by the Kohanim, and then something happens to disqualify the Kenim, you replace them from the half shekel, you replace them from communal funds, that person doesn't have to worry. You remember that discussion, we've seen that discussion elsewhere. They can assume that things are brought properly. So let's walk through this now in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon, Mishal Tzibur Del Raisa, Rabbi Shimon, you really believe that it's communal. And Vatanan, the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shivat Devarim Hiskinu Beis Din, that Beis Din enacted seven different things regarding communal funds, and this was one of them. If someone isn't Jewish and isn't a Ger Toshav either, he lives overseas, and he sent his Karban Ola, Shalach Iman Nesachim Kreva Mishalo, if he sends, Rashi says this means money for the Nesachim, money for the wine and oil, then Kreva Mishalo, we bring it from his own, from his money. Vimla, but if he doesn't, Kraven Mishal Tzibur, and then you bring the Sachem from communal funds. It's a good way for him to bankrupt us. V'chein, Ger Shemez V'niach Zavachim. Second, that if a Ger passes away and he didn't marry, doesn't have any relatives, and he leaves behind Karbanos to bring, Yeshlo Nesachim Kraven Mishalo. If he dedicated actual Nesachim, Tosfo says, not money from his estate now, but actual Nesachim, then we bring his. It's not from his estate, because we know what happens. If he passes away without relatives, then his property is Hefker. Anybody can claim it. Well, if he gets married and has children, he does. As a Ger. No, as a Ger. He converted, he got married, and he has children. They're his children.
Okay.
Yeah, after. But if there are no relatives, and we're not allowed to draw on his estate, so then, v'im lav, Kraven Mishal Tzibur, we bring from communal funds. That's what we do.
This one's presumably a political takana.
Well, maybe. Maybe could I hear it? Could be. I hear that. Maybe. Utanai Beis Dinu. And we have an additional tonight here. Kohen Gadol Shemes Blaminu Kohen Acher Tachtav Shteim and Chasar Kreven Mishal Tzibur. That was our third one. So it's a takana that we're doing it from the community, and that's Rabbi Shimon himself talking, who told me that it's a Del Raisa. So which is it? So Amar Rabbi Avoh says, no, you have to track the history. Shnei, or it should say, Shtei Takanos Havu. There were two stages to this Takana. De'oraisa mid'etzibur. Mid'oraisa, Rabbi Shimon believes it from the community, from Chak Olam. Kevin de'chazu de'kamidcha ka'lishka takinu de'lik b'miyorshim. But they saw, apparently it was expensive. That's your answer. It was an expensive thing for the Lishka to do this every day. We don't know how long it took them to pick a new Kohen Gadol. They had to have provos, and they had to bring them in, and it was a whole thing. Who's going to vote? So came in the chazan the kapashi, but it's endless comedy. Came in the chazan the kapashi, but akuma del raisa. So they saw that people got careless. So they said, Kevin the Khazik met the Kamitcha Kalishka Takino to Ligmi Biyorishim. So they said, alright, we're gonna take it from the heirs. Kevin the Khazik de Kapashiba, they saw the heirs didn't do it. The heirs refused. So Okmua del Raisa. So they said, go back to the Del Raisa, it's gonna come from the Tzibur, and that's the last stage of Takana. That was the idea. Once we mention this topic, we also go through it with the last of the Takanos, that we didn't mention, same issue of a two-stage takana. The rule is, if you use the para aduma ashes for yourself, that's not called me'ila. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's not me'ila. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Delraisahi. That's a biblical rule. Disanya, as the Braisa says, chatas hi in Parshas Chukas, melamed shemo'olin ba, teaches me that the para aduma, is subject to me'ila, but only he, it, bah mo'alin. There's me'ila for the para aduma, but Ephra in mo'alin, but not in the ashes. There is no me'ila. So what do you mean it's a takana? So Ravashi, again, shtei takanos havoi. Ravashi says there are two takanos. Del Raisa, on a Del Raisa level, bah mo'alin, bah Ephraim mo'alin. The first stage, the biblical, there is no me'il on the ashes. However, came into Chazu to come mezalzali bah, v'ka'avdi minei l'makasan. People were not treating it with proper respect. They treated it as magic ashes, and they were putting them on their wounds. They used to treat wounds with Ephraim makla, with ashes. So they started using these ashes also and said, maybe these ashes we should put on our wounds. Gazru be me'ila. So they decreed it's going to be subject to me'ila. Tosus is really bothered by the idea of Me'ila Derabanan. What in the world that means? They bring a carbon? Obviously not. Came into Chazu de Kaparshi Misafek Hazos, but then they saw that you tell people it's subject to Me'ila, then people who are Safek, whether they need to have Paraduma ashes or not, aren't going to do it. Because they're going to say, well, maybe I'm using it inappropriately, that's subject to Me'ila. So they wouldn't do it, so therefore, Okmua Derai, so they said, you know, we need a Takana for our Takana in order to restore the Derai, so that it would not be subject to Me'ila.